friends, this year should be says for Simcha ben Echa Gittel. We'll be learning Maimer Chav Dalet and Tachat Yitzchak. It says, Imru Lufanei Malchius Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem. I want you to say Malchius in order that you should make me Melech over you. L'chora, it seems like it's repeating the same thing. It seems very redundant. What do you mean? Say before me Malchius. In order that you should be Mamlech me, Elamai. What do you think? Rather you're saying Malchius in order to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's Bechlal with repetition? You're saying Malchius to be Mamlech Hashem. Of course, it's Kabbalah's Malchus HaYiz Baruch. So Bishlam, when you say Zichronos Imru Lefanei Zichronos Kadei Shiala Zichronechem Lefanei, come like the Gemara says. So we understand. We say Zichronos here, and then we're Mamlech Zikaron LaShem. Or that he remembers us, we have a cause and we have an effect. We say Zichronos here, and Hashem remembers us there. But here we say, Emru Lufanei Malchus, say Malchus, in order that you should be Mamlech me, Pshita. It's like saying, Emru Lufanei Zichronos, Kadesh Tizkurosi. Say Zichronos, you remember me. Of course you're saying Zichronos to remember me. So therefore we say, Emru Lufanei Zichronos, Kadesh Diyal Zichronechem Lufanei. That makes sense. But to say Yimul Fane Malchus Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, that doesn't seem to make sense. It's saying the same thing twice, redundant. Chasar Mashmot. In the Gemara, there's a Bechlokas Tanaim for Yotzei Dechovus Amiris Malchus Barosh Hashanah with the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. So we have to understand the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the Pasuk that we're all Yotzei Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemaim. How is it possible that Shema Yisrael won't be Malchus and Rosh Hashanah? So we have two kashes, what it means Yimul Fane Malchus Kshesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, and what's pshat in the Deman de Omer that you're not Yotzei Malchus with Shema Yisrael when every day we're Mamlech Hashem with Shema Yisrael. Pasuk says Me'evai Techakmeni. Sometimes we learn Chachma from the Sone, from the Oyev. So here also is the same thing by Avodah Zarah. We paskin it saying Eliyata to an idol, you're my God. It's like Avodah Zarah, doing Zrika, Shchita, it's like doing an Avodah. Comes the Chazon Ish, he's Mechadish, that the Eliyata, you're my God. It's only Mischayev in Avodah Zarah when this Amira is B'derech HaMlocha, and not B'derech Hoido al Uvda Kayamis Mikvar. In other words, the Amira can't be in order to be Chayev. The Amira can't be saying that you've been my God already. You're sort of confirming what the situation that already exists, but you're not creating a new situation. No. The Amira that's Mechayev has to be Amira of being Mafil, the Inyan of Melucha. In other words, through this Amira, you're Mamlich the Elil, Mamlich this Avodah Zarah. And this Amira creates a situation of Melucha, Evay Techakmeni. We find the same thing by Kabbalah Samachus Shemaim. There's Kabbalah Samachus Shemaim all year long, and then there's Kabbalah Samachus on Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalah Samachus all year long has nothing to do with the Kabbalah Samachus, and is not the same as Kabbalah Samachus on Rosh Hashanah. You're not creating this new Malchus. We're Makabal on ourselves, the all of the Malchus that already exists. That's the Kabbalah's Malchus of the Ganze Yor. There's already a Malchus, and you're Makabal upon yourself this Malchus that already exists. The Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is different. It's Pu'ulas Hamlocha, the act of being Mamlech Hashem. You're creating Malchus Hashem with this Hamlocha. It's fundamentally different than the Malchus that we find by on the rest of the year. The rest of the year's Malchus is a Malchus of what already exists. Whereas the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is creating a new Malchus, creating a new Melech. It's the act of Hamlacha. Vayihi b'shurun Melech b'sasef Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, Masei Nikra Melech, when's God called King? When we're Makabal upon ourselves, Himsa'im upon us. And if not, Kaviyachl is not called Melech. Atem Eidai Vani Kael. When am I Kael? When you're Eidai. So we have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. We don't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're already king. We say now we're machter you as king. It's Yitziris HaMalchus. And that's Pshat, the Tana that holds that Shema Yisrael, you're not Yotzei Chovas Malchus Rosh Hashanah. Because it's true that Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Sol Malchus. We don't find that Shema Yisrael is Torah's Hamlocha V'Achtara. You're saying you're already king, but it's not being Mamlechim right now for the first time. It's a new Hamlocha. Now we also understand what it says, Imbul Fane Malchus B'Kdeshet Hamlichuni Aleichem. In other words, that you have to say Malchus in order that you should be Mamlechim L'Chatchila. Not an already existing Malchus, but a new Malchus. So that's what the Rav says in Maimur Chof Dalit. Now I'm going to go back to Maimur Chof Gimel. The Rambam writes, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Halachas Tshuva, Kol Mishenichem, Ala Mitzvah Sha'asa. Anybody who regrets his mitzvahs, betolas chuyos from blibo moalti basiyos and avados itzis, and he says, "Halavai that I shouldn't have done them." He loses them all, and we don't remember any schus of his laolam. Shenemar v'tzitzkas etzadik lo tatzilenu biyom risha. The stock of etzadik is not going to save him on a day of rishus. This is somebody who regrets his mitzvahs. It's like we're weighing the schuyos of a person when he dies and his avonos. So to every year we weigh. Whoever is a tzaddik is nechtam l'chaim, Rasha is nechtam l'misa. Beinoni tolan also ad Yom Kippur. He did tshuva, good life, and if not death. Ad kan l'shono shel Rambam. With Vaday, this is a moiridika plea on the Rambam that he's misada the din of Torah l'rishonus b'halacha achas with the din of mishkal b'Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs on Rosh Hashanah our mitzvahs versus our averus. So this points to the fact that there's some sort of connection between the two, between Tal Rishonos and Mishkal Rosh Hashanah. So since it's Mufurish in the Gra, that the difference between Gemar Din Bechinas Ksiva and Gemar Din Bechinas Chasima is in the possibility of ripping it up, because as long as it's written, it can be ripped. When it's signed, it can no longer be ripped. The only way you can rip it, the Gvar Din, is with tshuva. That's what's called Gvar Din. And this isn't possible to do tshuva from Rata Tov. Since it's only possible to do tshuva from Rata Tov, Mela, it would turn out that you can't rip up a Gvar Din, only if it's Gvar Din L'ra. Because in other words, you have a Gvar Din L'ra, and the person does tshuva, he becomes from Rata Tov. So Mimele, you can rip up the Gzar Din, because you can only rip a Gzar Din with Tshuva, and Tshuva is from Rata Tov. But Kriyas Gzar Din Latova, how's it Shaykh to rip it up? Because if the Tzadik became a Rasha, so there's a new Gzar Din, a new Gmar Din, Lera, but that has nothing to do with ripping up the first Gmar Din. And since in the Gmar Din Latova there's no Mahalach of ripping it up, of Kriya, so there can be no longer a Chalukah of Ksiva and Chasima. Because we said the whole difference between Ksiva and Chasima is that Ksiva can be written, ripped up, Chasima can't. But if it's Gemar Din Latova, there's no ripping up, so there's no chilik between Ksiva and Chasima. And the Rambam writes this in this halacha, the din of Shikul and Rosh Hashanah, that God weighs your mitzvahs and averus. And in the Shikul of Rosh Hashanah, there's a mahalach of Ksiva and Chasima in the two sides of the Gemar Din. Ra and Tova. And because of this, the Rambam was Mesader before the Shikul on Rosh Hashanah, the Din of Toal Rishonos. Moiridik, a Chiddush in the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam put the two together. The Rambam first spoke about Toal Rishonos, and then he talked about the Shikul to show you that this Shikul, this weighing of Mitzvahs and Averus, and the Gemar Din Latova, Gemar Din Lera, they can both be ripped up. How? Gemar din l'ra, we know, does tshuva. And Gemar din l'tova, if he's to'al rishonos. So such a person can rip up his gzar din l'tova. So there's a ksiva nechassim also of a gemar din l'tova. Ksiva can be ripped up, ksiva chassima can't. From this we learn that the chassima on the gemar din of Rosh Hashanah, the chassima on the gemar din l'tova, excuse me, is poel also on the din of to'al rishonos. Because if losing his schuyas of the person whose toel who regrets his mitzvahs, there's no difference between before the chassima and after the chassima, so there's no place for the shikl of Rosh Hashanah, because the shikl of Rosh Hashanah says that there's two sides, bein l'tova, bein l'ra. For ksiva and chassima. This shekel implies ksiva and chassima. So you see that there's this connection, this linkage between the chassima and gemar din l'tova and to'al rishonos. Because once it's chassum, so then to here it doesn't matter anymore. It can't be, the gemar din is not going to be ripped up. But before the gemar din, it can be ripped up. The only problem is, it can't be that if he regrets his mitzvahs after the chassima, his gzar din won't be ripped up. Can't be. He regretted his mitzvahs, so it should be even after the gemar din. So how does this work? We wanted to say that there's a difference between ksiv and chassima. Also regarding the gemar din l'tova, that when it's just written, be ripped up, when it's signed it can't be ripped up, but it can't be because this person regretted his mitzvahs. How can he still get credit once we see that there's this mahalach of losing your mitzvahs? What does it help that it was already signed for the good, but he regretted these mitzvahs? How can he still get them? How can he still get credit for them? So here we get to an akud and a fla. You don't see in the Gemara that there's this chilik between before the Gemara din and after the Gemara din by Tihal Rishonis. Pashtus, it doesn't matter, even at the end of his life, he's toa, that's it, he loses at any point, at any stage. So here we get to an akud and a fla, which is the ikar of what we want to say. Rabbi Yonah writes, Bikra Acharata, Yavin Levavu Kira Umar Ozva Yis Hashem. You should feel that it's evil and bitter to abandon God. And he writes in the Ikar of Yagon, Yagon is like people feel when they lose all their money. He's mamish geferlich, he's depressed. That's Yagon, that's the way a person should feel about his averus. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Umadjiregas atshuva ma'alusea v'figoydel hamirirus v'oitzim ha'yagon. Greater the tshuva is, the more the meriris there is. The more the yogan there is, the greater the tshuva. So after all these diburim about the meriris and the otzim ha-yogan of avodas ha-tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his psicha didikrei ha-tshuva, v'inei madregas rabbis la-tshuva, ulefi ha-madregas yiskari v'adam ha-lakodesh baruch, uvamna m'chol tshuva timsa slicha, achlo titor ha-nefesh, m'toyer ha-sholem lios ha-avonas k'lo ha-yu zulasi, writes that there are different levels of tshuva. Every tshuva gets slicha, but not legamre, just like you have a stain. Sometimes a little bit of the stain is removed, sometimes more of the stain is removed. Same thing with your sin. Depending on the level of tshuva, your sins are removed. So the highest madrega is nafsho olav tebal, he's mamish and avil, feels so miserable, so horrible about his averis. The lowest level is the kol tshuva timsa slicha. Even a little bit of charata is a charata. It works for something. So hu adin v'hi amida b'mahalach tiyal arishonas. Because yidiyas hafachim achas, knowing opposites is one. Once you know one, you know the other side of the coin. Charata and tihia. Charata an averis, tihia an mitzvahs. Both are changes in a person. We talk about charata, regret. We talk about from ra to tov, he regrets the evil. Tihia, we talk about from tov to ra. From this we learn that just like we say that charata has no shir lamata, no shir lamala, that there's no minimum, no maximum. Every little bit is good, and the more you have, the better. So we also say that tihia also has no shir lamata, no shir lamala. And even a little bit of tenua kalav nefesh, litzada tihia, tihia. Even a little bit of regret is regret. And just like we say, meaning a little bit of regret of sins is also considered a regret of sins, just like we say by charata, that every tshuva is going to find slicha, so do we say by tihia. You can always have a little bit of ibud mitzvahs, even a little bit counts. The more of a regret you have, the more mitzvahs you lose. The deeper your regret, the deeper the loss. Just like by averis. In the Sugya of Rosh Hashanah, it says that Gzar Din of Tzibur is not sealed. And then we bring Akasha. What do you mean it's not Nechtam? It's not sealed. We have a Pasuk, Nechtam Avoynech Lefonai. It is. Nechtam here is with a kaf. Originally the Gemara says with a ches, nechtam, which is sealed. And here it says stained. Your sin is stained before me. So the Gemara asks from that pasuk. So we see from the sugya that the Gemara shtels tzu, the word nechtam with a kaf, which is like kesem, a stain, the word nechtam with a ches, which is a chsima, ubepshuto. This tzu shtel is very difficult to understand. So we learn from our Rabbeim that the chasima is not something done outside of the person, like judgment down here, that the chasima has no shaychus with the guf ha-psak, that whatever was in the ksiva is now in the chasima, and that's it. So it works down here. Written, sealed, it's the same thing. No. Beis Shamayla works differently. B'dinei Shamayim, etzem ha-chasima, it's a hachmara begufo shel ha-psak. It strengthens makes it more severe, the psak more severe. Because the chasima lemala is not a pu'ula that's done outside of the nefesh of the nidan. And that's because the achtama, the sealing from above, is a mirror of the stain on the soul. They're both the achtama and the achtama, the achtama with the ches and the achtama with the chof, the stain and the seal, are just going deeper into the inyan. So too, just like the deeper the stain is in the person's soul, the deeper the sealing is in the psak. The chosem lamala, the ceiling above, is like the kesem lamata, like the stain below. And that's why the Gemara compared nechtam with a kaf and nechtam with a ches. So with this blick, with this istaklus, we see the chasima, b'dinei maila, like a psak chadash. This chassim is saying how deeply has the ra penetrated to the kuf of the nida, to this person. And just like the psak is talking about the person, so too the chassima is how deep is the sin. That's what chassima is. It's judging how deep the sin is in you. The deeper it is, the deeper the chassima. Makes the sin worse because it's showing you, oh, it's this deep inside of you. So when we started, we wanted to find how chassima works when the ksiva is letova. And what do you need chassima for? Because chassima only works, what's the chassima we said? That it means that you can't rip up the ksiva. But ksiva letova is not ripped up. It's only ripped up by tihiyah l'rishonos, if you regret it. But Tehiyah Rishanas, we said, is a davar pashut, also rips it up after the chasima. So what's the koch of the chasima when the psak din is latova? What's changing? It's the same before and after. What do you need the chasima for? The whole word of chasima is that you can't rip it up. But by Tehiyah, you can rip it up. So for that, we have to take the two assumptions that we learn here. Number one, ibud zechuyos, idea tahiya, by regretting your mitzvahs, we said is nidon l'shiurim and nidon be'erchin. The more the tahiya, the more the ibud. It all depends on how much and how little. And the second assumption was that the chasima is a din chadash alomek achadira. So ibud zechuyos is depending on how much you regretted your zechuyos, your mitzvahs, and the chasima is a new din on how deep this sin is penetrated inside of you. Not just what sin you did, but how much it's part of you. And according to this, even when the chasima is letova, the ikarian of the chasima is how much the good has penetrated inside of you. That's what the chasima is. The chasima letova is how much the good is part of you. According to this, Vadai, the deeper the good, the more the good is penetrated inside of you, the stronger the tahiyah has to be to uproot it. Right? Because we said the tahiyah is nidon le'be'erchin. We said there's different shiurim. The more the tahiyah, the more the uprooting. The less. But if it's all relative, so if it's really part of you, if it penetrated, part of the person, and all the tahiyah in the world, then I won't say all the tahiyah in the world, but it's going to be much harder for the tahiyah to uproot the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is so orangutan on the person. Like we see in the Gemara, machshava is motzi midei machshava, and maisa is motzi midei maisa, dibor asi dibor, mevatel dibor. So this person who's taller rishonas, says he loses his earlier zechuyos, it's only when the mitzvah only penetrated into him equal to the amount of the regret. But let's say the mitzvah penetrated into him much deeper than he regretted it shvach, waste of time. But when he did the mitzvah, his mamash was all of his life, that's not going to uproot it. So this chasima on the ksiva letova is how much this mitzvah became part of him, how much this mitzvah made an impression on him. And memela, just like the chasima l'ra, sealing l'ra, prevents it being ripped up through tshuva, Like we said, that's the distinct ksiva l'ra and chasim l'ra. That after the ksiva, it can be ripped up like the gross is after chasim, it can't be. So too, chasim l'tova prevents kriya al yedei tehiya. If it was chasim l'tova properly, then the tehiya is not going to uproot it. Meaning that if it's orangutan in the person, the mitzvah is orangutan in the person, then most tehiyas are not going to uproot it, because it has to be a really, really deep tehiyah. But if it's not a deep enough tehiyah, it's not going to uproot it. So just like by tzad hara, once there's a chasima, it's not going to be ripped up anymore, so too by chasima letov, if it's deep enough in the person, then the tehiyah is not going to rip it up. So we learn from here, mamish a moyridiki yisod, that mitzvahs have to be chosum inside of a person. They have to be git arangitan in a person. Arangikritzt in a person. It has to be embedded in the person. And then it's not going to be able to be ripped out. So it's not just about doing mitzvahs. It's doing mitzvahs and making the mitzvahs part of you. So now we understand the guide to the Rik, to the Rambam, Paragimel, Alecha Gimel, where the Rambam first talks about regretting your mitzvahs, and that you could lose them. And the Rambam talks about Shikol, that he weighs your mitzvahs versus your Averas and Rosh Hashanah. And we said that's to connect, because you could lose if you tore Rishonas. You could lose. You can also change, just like with Ra you can change, with Tov you can also change. Unless you did the mitzvah properly, and you have a good chasima, the mitzvah's chosim inside of you, then it can't be touched. It's going to be so deeply engraved in the person, then charata won't be able to go that far. We know that our ratzon for tov is greater than our ratzon for ra. So may it make sense that we're gonna that tehiyah isn't gonna help. So we have to make sure we get to that madrega. That we have a proper chasima. That when the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at how deeply the mitzvahs are engraved in us, he's going to see that it's deep inside of us, and then even if we did have a tehiya, it's not going to uproot the aveira, uproot the mitzvah. So we learned two very, very chashuv ma'amarim here at Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva. And we should all be zeicha l'umad l'lamei lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei samu terasu v'yahava main v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.